Today, I am going to talk about assessment of linkages between mitigation interventions, or you may say it as mitigation options, and the Sustainable Development Goals. So, there are reports like the IPCC reports which have done impact assessments which link mitigation options of various sectors with the SDGs. So, here we are just trying to understand the SDG linkages, and then we are trying to assign some scores based on the putting some weights to the scores based on the number of evidences and literature agreement, the same way the IPCC report has done. So, in the IPCC report, as you can see in the slide, so they have put some Nielsen score based on literature agreement and the number of evidences and on the basis of the level of confidence. What we are trying to do here is, I will give an example from my ongoing research work and try to put some weight there and see how the number changes. So, this is an example from the way the IPCC report shows. So, suppose we are talking about sustainable intensification, which is basically producing more crops within a given piece of land, but you are also adding to the natural capital without impacting the environment or the soil negatively. So, for sustainable intensification, suppose the literature is giving some evidences which says that SDG 1 is linked with sustainable intensification, and the literature is having medium evidence and high agreement. And so, there are literature which is talking about sustainable intensification having, so SDG 1 is talking about improving livelihood or no poverty, right? So, the literature may say that sustainable intensification will improve the livelihood of people. So, we are putting a score of +2 here based on the Nielsen scoring system. And there are literature which talks about the sustainable intensification thing cannot be applied in a small landholding. So, this is constraining the application of sustainable intensification, and hence you can put a -1 Nielsen score. So, this is how, so SDG 1 will give you a score of Nielsen score of +2 and -1, right? So, the next thing is, this is how the IPCC did the assessment. So, what we are trying to do is, we are trying to this +2 and -1 is not the net score, right? So, there are positive statements and there are negative statements in the literature. What we have done here is, we are trying to get some net impact assessment. So, the basic thing is, we are trying to enhance the understanding on the evidence of SDG linkages of demand side options. So, here sustainable intensification is a demand side option, and we are assessing the links. And the user of the IPCC reports expressed their usefulness and desire to get some net impact score. And there are other papers or other reports, one from the World Resource Institute, which the report based on ocean, which came out in September 2019, which did an impact assessment. They summed up the net impact score. So, what we are trying to do here is, we are putting weights to the score based on the number of evidences and literature agreement. So, the first step, as I showed you earlier, is depending upon the public peer-reviewed literature, we have put the Nielsen score. And now, the second step is, based on the number of literature with positive or negative impacts, based on the agreement of the literature, we are trying to get some net impact score. So, if you can see initially, as I already told, that the score was +2 and -1. So, if we talk about some net impact score, then it is 1.40 using that formula. So, what this formula tells is, so we should look into the agreement among the literature. So, if you just sum up the Nielsen score +2 and -1, it will be 1, right? But if you compare among the SDGs, then if there is low agreement or maybe medium agreement, then +2 and -1 is giving you a wrong information as per our work. So, what we are trying to put is, we are trying to put some weight based on the number of literature which are providing you with positive or negative comments. So, this is the first step that we are doing, we are going beyond the IPCC assessment and trying to put some net impact score, and then we are trying to normalize the net impact score based on the number of evidences. So, we divide the net impact score with the number of literature that is talking about the SDGs and the intervention, and we are getting some score which is like near about 0.07. And if you compare the scores, you can see that if the confidence level is very high, then it's 0.57. If it's high, then it's 0.07. And if it's low, then it's 0.02. So this is a proposed like methodology, which is beyond the IPCC methodology. So this is just an example that I have just talked about. So this can be applied for all the SDGs, all the interventions, and you can link all interventions with the SDGs like in the similar methodology that I have explained. So that's all for today. Thank you.